Brew, who's one of the last thatchers left on the Isle of Man. Tom, could you tell me a little bit about thatching, please?
Yes, I can. The preparation... You want me to hold it?
Yes.
Oh, the preparation for re-thatching Manx cottages is as follows. First of all is to collect the bent by drawing it or pulling it from its roots on the sand dunes around the coast, northern coast of the Isle of Man. Then you make it into bundles or sheaves. For an estimated amount of sheaves required for retouching is 12 sheaves to a so-called amount called a stucto. Then you require 12 stucs to cover a Manx thatched cottage. That is the required amount to do the job. Then we prepare the roof for retouching by taking some of the old bent off and filling up hollows that comes into these thatched roofs. Then we proceed by starting laying bent, starting at the eaves first and then continuing up to apex and putting a lap off about 9 inches, 6 to 9 inches, taking about the width of 6 feet wide at a time, each side. Then you anchor the bent coverage by laying on net wire and fastening at the ends of the net wire at the eaves some stones to hold it down after all this coverage is on and anchored with net wire. Then we trim it around about the edges, or the eaves I should call it, and then after a while tie down to provided stones that is fixed there special for tying down or anchoring the net wire or the roof toe. Well, I think as far as this preparation for thatching, that's all you have to do. So I don't see that I can tell you anything more on it just, and I think that completes my preparation for retouching Manx cottages to you all people.
I'm talking to this afternoon to Mr. Tom Brew, who's the one of the last that talking today with Mr. Tom Brew, who's one of the last thatchers left on the Isle of Man. Tom, you've lived in Thulby all your life, and you tell me at one time Thulby was mostly thatched. Could you tell me a little bit about this, please?
Yes, I can. I remember when I was a young lad going about on the cycle. I remember there's like about 10 thatched cottages around about the district in Thulby in my young day. But before that, they're all thatched cottages. And now, as time went by, these cottages has, well, the thatched covered roofs have all disappeared and they're all been modernised by tiled or slate roofs now, you see. So, and they're all modernised too.
These cottages that used to be thatched, you can still see evidence in the stones on the walls on some of them, can you, Tom?
Oh, yes, you can see still evidence on the walls where these houses has been thatched, because these stones was fixed in specially protruding out to tie the ropes or whatever anchorage there would be over the coverage of bent on the roof, and they would be about 12 inches apart right along the hole underneath the eaves, right along back and front, and they also had them on the gables going up on the slope too for tying to, for anchoring the coverage to the bent. Evidence is still there on quite a lot of them left there.
Some of the houses, Tom, that are still thatched, is there anything that persuades the people to have the house rethatched? Is there any sort of assistance, financial assistance, available?
Oh, yes. These few remaining thatched cottages that exist in the Isle of Man now, they're kept, well, they are encouraged by the government to keep them going as a tourist attraction. And they do give half the expenses of doing the job, you know, to keep them going. Only for that, I suppose, there wouldn't be so many of them here. They'd be probably all been disappeared by now, only for the government assistance grants to keep them retouched, you see, which I think is a very good thing. And it's a tourist attraction too. I know when I've been touching in the summertime, how the visitors stop and take snaps off you, and how interested they are in retouching cottages and things like that. And they like to be come up the ladder and be photographed too as well, you see. And it's a great tourist attraction, I think. That's my estimation of it. Mm.
Is it much warmer in a thatched house than an ordinary one, Tom?
Oh, a thatched cottage, it has extra thickness of layers of what we call in the thatching trade a cushion on of straw, and it all makes a lining, you know, which is thicker than slates or anything or tiles, and it does make it a warmer house, yes.
Would you get any problem with wildlife, longfellows or anything like that, Tom?
Oh, get no problems with wildlife or anything like that. There's no food there in the thatching or the thatch for them, and their live is very short if they do get in. They can't live there very long. They might just look up and get some, but they come down again and get out and look for food, yes.
How long would it take for you to thatch a house, Tom?
Oh, the thatching can be done in a week by two men.
And once it's been thatched, how long would it last?
Oh, well, 3 to 4 years. Some of them it's done 6 years for me.
And what materials would you need, Tom, to do this thatching?
Oh, you've got to get this wild grass that grows on the sand dunes on the north of the Isle of Man here, which is known or called as bent. Oh, I think the English name, they call it marron grass, I think they call it. It's a wild grass that grows in the sand dunes. And you got to have a sufficient amount of it to retouch a cottage.
How much would that be, Tom?
Well, people who doesn't understand, well, there's only one way I can put it to them, is that you've got to collect it in bundles first. And these bundles consist of 12 to a stook. That's the old-fashioned or the way of calculating it or estimating it. 12 sheaves to a stook or 12 bundles to a stook. And then you require 12 stooks for coverage to do a Manx cottage with bent.
If you can't get bent, is there anything else you can use at all?
Well, there used to be, they used quit straw for retouching cottages when I was a young lad. But since the combine has come in, it's all broke up. And none of that is available now of combine straw. It's unsuitable. It's all broken so much that it won't do. But they do grow especially for the Manx government property trustees to keep the thatches, retouch the techniques. They grow quite specially for it, but it's got to be cut with a binder, the old-fashioned way. Then it's got to be thrashed with a mill, but not pressed or anything. It's got to be left in bundles for to be drawn out into bundles again to prepare for retouching, you see.
Well, once you've got the bent or the wheat, whatever you're going to use, up to the cottage,
yes.
What do you do then, Tom?
Well, when you have this bent or quit straw, which is not used very much only by the government property trustees, they have quit grown specially for their work. There's only one place in the island they grow it, Swan Farm, and they grow it for them. That's at Balladool in Maloo. When you have this stuff all prepared, the amount that's required, you bring it along to the place that you're going to retouch. Well, the first thing you do in preparation is take a part of the old bent off, old net wire or ropes, whatever they might be. Then you fill the hollows up, which comes into these thatched cottages, roofs. Fill them up, and then you start at the bottom of the eaves and take a width about 6 foot and go up and lap it right up to the apex, and then you do the other side, same width too. And after you've got that done, whatever you have to anchor it with, what I use is net wire, about 6 foot wide. You have it, the length of it from eave to eave taken precisely, and you have it cut to the roll, and you roll it each end up equally. Then you bring it to the top of the apex of the roof and you roll it down each side, and then you tie it down at the bottom, put some stones to it or planks of wood or something just to anchor it till you get the rest of the thatching done. But when you got that 6 foot wide down each side and it anchored, it's time to knock off, because it does not do to start to do any more unless you have plenty of help to do the whole lot in the one day. But two men's work, that is just doing each side, and then you get it done that way because you can go home contented, even if the storm does come up in the night. You can go home contented and you know that it won't get blown off. You got that trouble with the weather, you see, even summertime too. Well, you can't touch these houses in the depth of winter at all. The weather is too precarious. You could do, but it's too cold. It's a job you don't get no exercise in. And it's the summertime or the back end of the year you generally do this job. Mm.
Tom, you mentioned that you use wire netting to hold the thatch down. Is there any more traditional material for this?
Well, yes, the old-fashioned way used to be coir rope. That used to be the way before the net wire was ever come into being. But I found the net wire more economical and a quicker way of anchoring it down than roping it, you see. The rope does make it look old-fashioned, yes.
How deep would the thatch be about, Tom?
The layer of bent or the thatching coverage will be about 2 inches deep. And then there's a little lap on it, about 6 to 8 inches, like slates.
And approximately what cost would it cost to have a cottage thatched?
Well, around about a couple of hundred today, with prices going up. Used to be you could do them for £100 some years ago, but with costs going up and wages and things like that, and conveying it and all, you need £200 to do it these days. Mm.
But of that £200, the government would...
give half. Mm.
The government would give half.
That's
and
it.
You would have thermal insulation as well.
Yes. Mm.
Well, thank you, Tom, for talking to us today.
Yes. Oh, you're welcome. Only too pleased to give you what information that I know anyway. Yes.